Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Checking Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, a cloudy day today with showers 55 to 60. Tomorrow, more scattered showers and then sun in the afternoon, windy in the mid-50s. On Thursday, partly sunny, windy, mid-50s. And it warms up a little on Friday with sun and patchy clouds, still windy, around 60. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you in a story that appeared yesterday in the Republican American, the Kent Park and Recreation Chairman resigned over ridicule workload. The Park and Recreation Commission Chairman, Lynn Harrington, resigned following a series of discussions with the new director, who's been on the job for just 3 months. The commissioner also grappled this week with the possibility of losing the director. The director, Jared Kaczynski, wrote the commission on Friday, April 15th, and expressed his frustration and concerns of being micromanaged. He also alerted the board that he was considering resigning to take another job. A special meeting was held on April 19th to accept Harrington's resignation. Abigail Smith-Havey was selected the acting chairman. However, the commission opted not to elect a permanent chairman and wait until the next meeting on May 2nd. Alternate Jeff Neff had previously expressed an interest in being the chairman in January. However, as an alternate, she was not eligible to serve as chairman. By the way, in his previous job, Kaczynski said he managed an operating budget of $600,000 in a town that had $1 million in capital projects under his jurisdiction. Cornwall had their discussion focusing on ways residents can help the planet. The high turnout of the panel for Friday, Earth Day, was not surprising. The community that dubs itself the greenest town in Connecticut. It was sponsored by the Cornwall Library, author Jeremy Breacher, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway and his daughter Rebecca Ridgway, who ran an organic farm, and James Laporta, owner of Litchfield Hill Solar, all took turns to speak at that event. Ridgway said the town has done several solar projects over the years, including placing solar panels at the Consolidated School and town offices, as well as upgrading the transfer station to encourage more recycling. He'd like to see more home composting as well. COVID in New York is surging 37% up last week, while hospitalizations spiked 24%. New York reported over 49,000 cases in the week ending Sunday, up 36,000 new cases the prior week. New York ranks second among the states where coronavirus is spreading the fastest on a per-person basis, according to the USA Today. The uptick in COVID-19 and infections and hospitalizations stemmed in part from the spread of the highly contagious Omicron subvariants, health officials noted. Indoor mask-wearing recommendations for 23 high-risk counties now covered large sections of upstate New York, including much of the Finger Lakes and Southern Tier, according to the Center for Disease Control guidelines, based on COVID-19 infection rates and the strain on local hospitals. A long-sought-after New York City-Pittsfield rail link will get its test this summer with the Berkshire Flyer. A delayed experiment to enhance tourist access to the Berkshires will finally roll this summer, 5 years after a subsidy was secured. Officials with the Massachusetts and New York Transportation Departments said Monday that the Berkshire Flyer will provide limited train trips linking New York City with Pittsfield beginning on July 8th. Amtrak notes progress in talks but has yet to reach the final agreement on New York City-Pittsfield passenger service. If embraced, the service, a Friday afternoon trip from Penn Station in Manhattan to Pittsfield and a return trip Sunday afternoon could become a regular feature, according to officials. For now, it depends on subsidies and heavy marketing efforts, as well as willingness of private owners of tracks to allow trips. The service will leave Penn Station at 3:16 on Friday, arrive at the Joseph Series Intermodal Transportation Center at 1 Columbus Avenue in Pittsfield at 7:12 on the way north. The trains will make same stops as typical Amtrak Empire service, train officials say. The Sunday return trip will leave Pittsfield at 3 p.m. and get to New York City at 7:05. This isn't really a local story, but it's still a story of interest. A Tesla vehicle crashed into a $3.5 million jet after being dangerously summoned by its owner. The video evidence would point to the owner not paying attention when summoning his vehicle, since it looks like there was plenty of time to see that the vehicle was heading straight for the jet. In order for Smart Summon to work, the owner has to keep their finger on a button in the app. As soon as they lift the finger, the car comes to a stop. In this case, it's particularly concerning that the Tesla vehicle kept moving forward after making contact with the plane. In the past, Tesla vehicles on autopilot have had difficulties detecting objects that are lifted off the ground, like a semi-trailer, which can be similar to the back of an airplane. Our business brief is under it. Taking a look at meetings in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for 5:30 tonight. In Salisbury, the Salisbury Republican Town Committee at 5:30. Tomorrow, Region 1 ABC Committee has a meeting at 7 p.m. in Kent tonight. In Kent tomorrow, the ARPA Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting happens at 4:30. In Dover tomorrow, the town board has their regular meeting at Town Hall. Pine Plains Pharmacy is hosting a vaccination clinic today at the high school cafeteria. That clinic will be held from 3 until 5 p.m. First and second shots and boosters of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines will be available. Our business brief is underwritten by Mortgage at the Interlaken. They've got a tapas menu, dinner specials nightly. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 34,049.46, the NASDAQ at 13,004.85, and the S&P 500 at 42,96.12. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.